official KNDY weatherite forecast powered by weatherology.com for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Throughout the rest of Thursday, isolated chances of showers and thunderstorms, otherwise partly sunny, lower 80s, wind gusts as high as 25. Tonight, partly cloudy skies, lower 50s, winds will be from the west between 5 and 10. For Friday, sunny skies with a high near 76. Tomorrow night, mostly clear, will drop down to lower 50s. For a Saturday, mostly sunny skies, temps 81. Right now, it's 59.
Friendly, personalized service to meet your banking needs. That's the standard at First National Bank, Frankfort.
My community bank has responded to the changes needed to keep my money safe and secure. They've switched to cards with the latest technology, which is safer and more secure than before. My community bank provides safety and security while staying on top of the latest banking trends.
Let First National Bank's brand of banking be responsive to your needs. First National Bank, Frankfort, proud to be your community bank. Member FDIC.
Kansas Mid-American Network News. Good Thursday. Kansas lawmakers have advanced proposals to restore some past spending cuts on state university campuses and give pay raises to state employees. House and Senate negotiators wrapped up their work last night on spending legislation. The bill would make dozens of changes in the $16 billion plus budgets approved last year for the state's current fiscal year and the next fiscal year beginning in July. Both chambers could consider the bill today. Police in Wichita say two suspects are now in custody in connection with the shooting of a loss prevention officer at a Menards store on Monday. Police spokesman Charlie Davidson said an 18-year-old male was arrested yesterday in Hayes, a 17-year-old girl arrested Tuesday after crashing a stolen car in Derby. Forecasters say one more day of the possibility of severe weather today, mainly in the eastern quadrant of the state. Mid-American Network News.
It's time for the barbecue grills to get fired up for great-tasting burgers and steaks. Besides being excellent to the taste buds, beef is a rich source of 10 essential nutrients. The protein in beef helps strengthen and sustain your body. This May Beef Month message is brought to you by
Innovative Livestock Solutions. It's not just what we do, it's who we are. Innovative Livestock Solutions online at ilsbeef.com.
Beef, it's what's for dinner.
Now at O'Reilly Auto Parts, pick up 5 quarts of Mobil 1 or Castrol Edge full synthetic motor oils for $28.95. Extend the life of your vehicle and improve engine performance with Mobil 1 or Castrol Edge full synthetic motor oils at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day. Limits apply. See store for details.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Kansas Governor Jeff Collier has issued an executive order to prevent former criminals from automatically being disqualified for many state jobs. The order signed yesterday by Collier will prevent state agencies from requiring people seeking jobs to disclose on their application whether they've been convicted of a crime. Collier said the order is designed to help former criminals find work so that they are less likely to commit new crimes. A group representing some of technology's biggest names, including Apple and Google, isn't happy that an LGBT rights group listed member companies in a newspaper ad attacking Kansas legislation on faith-based adoption agencies. The bill would prevent agencies from losing state contracts or grants for not placing children in LGBT homes. A TechNet email said the Human Rights Campaign didn't have its approval to list its 80-plus members in the ad. Mid-America Network News.
Everyone deserves a beautiful home. Duzine Enterprises can give you that. With an interior designer on staff, you'll be able to choose flooring and furnishings that coordinate gorgeously with your lifestyle and personal style. Choose from a modern selection of carpet, luxury vinyl, laminate flooring, and tile, all put in by our certified installers. Get your beautiful home today. Call Duzine Enterprises in Washington.
Nebraska Mid-American Network News. Good Thursday. A western Nebraska school went into lockdown after a student pulled out what looked like a deadly firearm yesterday. Authorities say the boy took the gun from his backpack outside a school in Hershey after most of the students had left for the day. The school was put into lockdown to protect the remaining students and the school staff. Deputies soon found and apprehended the boy and several students with him. Their names not released. The gun turned out to be an airsoft pellet gun that the Lincoln County Sheriff's Office described as a realistic replica of a pistol. Authorities say that an investigation has disclosed that a Nebraska panhandle woman shot to death her husband and then herself. Cheyenne County authorities found the bodies of 51-year-old Michelle Lee Marlett Arledge and 52-year-old Mark Arledge in separate rooms at their Lodge Pole home on April 19th. I'm Rick Averett with Nebraska News on the Mid-America Network.
Everybody says their business has service, but what does that even mean? We are a full-service retailer who doesn't do custom application. We offer aggressive pricing and early cash discounts. Not only do we offer all the major ag company rebate programs, we fill out the paperwork for you so you get every penny you've earned. If your crop plans change, you can switch products and still get the best price of the year, or better yet, get your money back with interest. We're Hefty Seed Company. Call today for great prices and even better agronomic advice for your farm.
When it comes to the trailer you're hauling behind your vehicle, whether it's a big rig or a pickup truck, MJ's Truck Repair at exit 46 off I-135 in Mound Ridge, Kansas, has your back. Dunan and Chaparral drop decks, flatbeds, and heavy hauling trailers for the big rigs, along with gooseneck livestock trailers by Barrett. And for your pickup truck, the utility line of trailers from Rice with 5x10 to 8x20 boxes. MJ's Truck Repair, Mound Ridge.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Marysville USD 364 School Board met in special session Monday and accepted resignations of Abigail Meyer, Marysville 4th grade elementary, and Megan Peterson, special education teacher at Valley Heights. Contracts were offered to Maggie Schotte and Leanne Dankenbring, elementary teachers at Marysville Elementary, and Jessica Griffey, paraprofessional at Junior Senior High. The board also discussed priorities for the remaining bond funds and reviewed estimates for the projects and discussed changes to board goals. The Seneca Courier Tribune reports that a former USD 115 art and drama teacher indicates he was forced to resign after receiving multiple threats anonymously after he reportedly came out as a gay on social media. The school board received his resignation, and officials expressed sadness with the letters, which administrations say were likely from one or a small number of individuals. The story gained brief national attention. Hill also reported that his tire was slashed, and he reported the incidents to Seneca Police. On April 28th, officers were dispatched to the 200 block of East 6th Street in Washington for a report of a firearm discharged. Occupant at the residence was injured and transported to the hospital for a gunshot wound. A search warrant was executed at the residence. The report will be forwarded to the Washington County Attorney for review. Marshall County Arts Cooperative has announced a September 22nd concert at Alcove Springs, south of Marysville, with the 70s rock band Kansas. The Saturday event will be similar in structure to the Orchestra on the Oregon Trail event held a couple of years back. Up to 3,000 tickets will be sold for the concert, termed Kansas Rocks the Oregon Trail. Presale for the event begins May 4th, with general admission tickets starting at $50, mid-park $65, and pit experience closest to the stage for $85. The band is returning to Marshall County after nearly half a decade, having performed at the Valley Heights High School prom in 1971. Additional information regarding the concert and presale ticket information is online at mcactickets.com or phone 785-619-6050. Again, tickets go on sale Friday, May 4th. Another round of severe weather rolled across the region early Wednesday evening, prompting a continuous extension and expansion of tornado warnings, with possible rotation indicating multiple times on radar and confirmed at times by spotters. Sirens sounded in some area communities as a precaution. The storms developed in central and north-central Kansas late afternoon yesterday and quickly rumbled toward the northeast at around 50 miles per hour. No tornado touchdowns were confirmed, but straight-line winds gusting over 60 miles per hour did cause damage to a number of outbuildings, some homes, trees, and some power lines, with the most significant damage reports confined along Highway 9 extending from Waterville through Blue Rapids over toward Frankfort. Several activities were postponed on Wednesday night as a result. The Valley Heights Athletic Banquet has been rescheduled for this evening beginning at 6:30. The Marysville High School Band Concert last evening was postponed and will be held on Thursday, May 10th, beginning at 6:30 before the Marysville High Vocal Concert. Duane Durst, age 86, of Washington, formerly of Morroville, passed away April 22nd. Durst was a longtime curator of the Hollenberg Pony Express Station. Graveside service Friday, 11 a.m. at the Morroville City Cemetery. Tibbetts Fisher Funeral Home of Belleville in charge of arrangements for Duane Durst. On the Marshall County Senior Citizens Lunch Menu today, goulash, garlic bread, mixed salad, and fresh fruit. Tomorrow, taco salad, beans, bread, lettuce, and tomato, bananas, and pudding. Check of a school and community calendar. The Marysville I track team at Sabetha this afternoon. KNDY News Time is 7:15.
Don't have time to stop by a bank to open an account? No problem. With United Bank and Trust, we make it easy by bringing our bank to you. Whether you're at home, at work, or anywhere you have access to a computer, simply go to ubankonline.com and click on the Open an Account icon. Save time by opening an account online with United Bank and Trust. It's banking for your way of life. Member FDIC.
Here's your KNDY weatherite forecast powered by weatherology.com for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. While we still have the low pressure system making its way across the central and east central parts of the Midwest slowly, so it does look like in our area we'll still see chances for some showers and thunderstorms, but finally dry weather, quiet weather as we head into tonight. High pressure system builds for Friday and Saturday, bringing us some mostly sunny skies. Just maybe an isolated storm as we head into Saturday night, and we'll still see temperatures in the 70s and 80s. So looking at the forecast, throughout the rest of Thursday, isolated chances of showers and thunderstorms, otherwise partly sunny, lower 80s, wind gusts as high as 25. Tonight, partly cloudy, lower 50s. Winds will be from the west at 5 and 10. As into Friday, we'll have sunny skies with a high near 76. Friday night, mostly clear with a low near 50. For Saturday, we'll have sunny skies with a high near 81. For Saturday night, slight chance of showers and thunderstorms, temperatures in the mid-50s. And that's a look at your forecast. I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford.
Average high temperature early May, 72. Record high on this date, 89 in 1952. The average low 50, the record low 29 in 1961. Sunset this evening 8:17, sunrise in the morning 6:21. We recorded 1.75 inches here at the studios in Marysville with rainfall last night, bringing our 2-day total to just over 2 inches. A cloudy overcast this morning, 59 degrees, winds are light. That's check of the morning news and weather for this Thursday, the 3rd of May. KNDY News Time 7:18. I'm Bruce Dierking reporting.
It's all even in Houston. Hi everyone, I'm Dave Pack.
This game two in Houston
sports.
And another
the Rockets were unable to take a 2-0 lead
NFL
in their Western Conference
Everybody
semifinal
Brian
series.
Reporting on sports. The Houston Rockets will have to take a 2-0 lead in their second round playoff series against the Utah
Mike
Jazz.
On KZNS, the Jazz went on to win 116-108 to tie the series at a game apiece. The series shifts to Utah Friday. There's also a tie in the Western Conference for the Stanley Cup playoffs.
It's Sorensen breaking away, moving out in front, stick handling, shooting, score!
On KUFX, the Sharks blanked the Golden Knights 4-0 to tie their series at 2, Game 5 in Vegas Friday, and Tampa Bay took a 2-1 series lead.
Andre Palat sweeps Girardi, center point shot kicked up by Rask. They've got a heading left point.
Shoot, score! Somebody deflected in again by Palat!
On 970 WFLA, the Lightning bested the Bruins 4-1, Game 4 Friday in Boston. On the diamond, another big game for Mookie Betts.
And Mookie swings and he hammers it. Deep center field, way back, it's gone! Third home run of the game for Mookie Betts.
On WEEI, Betts' 4-3 homer game of his career passes Ted Williams for the most in Red Sox history. Boston edged Kansas City 5-4. Mets starter Jacob DeGrom left his start after suffering a hyperextended right elbow during one of his at-bats, and the Braves took advantage.
Fly ball to left field. That one is stung. Back toward the wall. That ball is out of here. Opposite field, two-run home run for Johan Camargo.
On WCNN, Atlanta blanked New York 7-0. A step in the right direction for Giancarlo Stanton.
Swung on and drilled to deep left. It is high. It is far. It is gone. Giancarlo. No si può stopparlo.
On WFAN, he drove in all four runs of the Yankees 4-0 victory over the Astros. Dave Packer, ABC Sport.
This is an Ag Business Update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers. U.S. Trade Representative Rob Lighthizer said a North American Free Trade Agreement deal must be reached within a week or two of the next meeting of negotiators. Officials from the U.S., Canada, and Mexico are scheduled to meet next week again to hammer out some remaining details of the renegotiation effort. Lighthizer said negotiators must reach an agreement soon to have any chance of an amended NAFTA to pass through Congress this year. Lighthizer continued that he would rather get an agreement considered in the current Congress rather than risk a shift in priorities in 2019. But little movement will be made before the meeting next week of trade negotiators. Lighthizer made those comments during the U.S. Chamber of Commerce event earlier this week before heading off to China to discuss trade issues between China and the U.S. The group of lawmakers seeking opportunities to reduce food waste by U.S. consumers, the bipartisan House Food Waste Caucus, will look for ways to promote food waste reduction across the food supply chain. Representative from Maine and Iowa have decided to shine a spotlight on USDA research that indicates Americans waste nearly 1 pound of food a day. The caucus plans to offer education opportunities to congressional members and their staffs to support efforts to reduce food waste at federal agencies like USDA and the Environmental Protection Agency. An estimated 40% of the food produced in the U.S. is wasted each year, and the members of Congress say that Americans are wasting food at a time when 50 million other Americans don't always know where their next meal will come from. Reliable and relevant. We're AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
Market information from Mid-America Ag Network. We saw some pressure on corn and soybeans on Tuesday. Kansas City wheat came through with a bit of a rally. May corn down 0.75 cents at 3.96. July corn down 0.75 cents at 4.05. May Kansas City wheat up 3.5 at 5.35 3/4. July up 2.25 at 5.55 1/4. Kansas City wheat kind of led the way. Minneapolis wheat was a bit higher, and Chicago wheat was losing ground over the course of the day. May soybeans down 9 3/4 at 10.32 3/4. July beans down 10 1/4 at 10.43. All the later months were down by 9-10 cents or more. May soybean meal $3 lower at $400 even. July down $3.70 at $400.70. Each of the later months in bean meal was also down. May soy oil was up 29 points at 30.37. July up 27 points at 30.60. So it was not a total wash in the soy complex. Corn was down, and the Kansas City wheat managed to pull out a pretty nice little rally as we got to the end of the day. Looking at livestock, the numbers there mixed. Also, June live cattle down 97 at 104.85. August down a dime at 103.97. The good news is the later months were all green. May feeder cattle at 138.62. That's up 72. August feeders at 144.45. That's up 97. And again, like fat cattle, all the later months in feeders were up. Hogs were down. May hogs down 55 at 66.90. June hogs down 40 at 73.50. So it was not a good day for hogs, but cattle, for the most part, showed some signs of upward movement. Cotton numbers were mixed. May cotton down 11 points at 85.01, while July was up 20 at 84.68. And gold was up. June gold up $5.90 late in the afternoon at 13.12.80. Market information from Mid-America Ag Network.
All right, welcome to F-150 Radio. Today, the new 2018 Ford F-150. It doesn't just raise the bar, it is the bar. Why? Eugene, go.
I think because Ford engineers always add new stuff, so the competition can't catch up.
Whoa, Eugene sounds like an expert.
Well, I got a store that sells exclusively bar-raising merchandise, like a calendar with an extra month.
An extra month?
Extrebuary. It has 32 days.
So you can appreciate the new 2018 F-150 raising the bar with available Bliss with trailer coverage. It monitors your trucks and your trailer's blind spots.
How about our new bar-raising poker chips? You can play with them or eat them. So.
The new 2018 F-150 raises the bar with auto start stop, standard on all engines, and an available 10-speed transmission.
We have sandals with available built-in socks.
And we are out of time.
Huge in Oregon.
This is the new 2018 Ford F-150. It doesn't just raise the bar, it is the bar.
Driver assist features like Bliss are supplemental and do not replace the driver's attention, judgment, and the need to control the vehicle.
It's time again for Farming America. I'm Steve Alexander with information about the world's most important industry. It's agriculture, as we all know. Let's talk about the farmland manager and his or her relationship as a go-between for the farmer and the owner of the land after this.
I know you love your glass ceramic cooktop, except when it's time to clean it. So let me tell you about one product that will leave your cooktop spotless. sparkling clean. It's Wink Glass Ceramic Cooktop Cleaner, strong enough to remove those greasy, grungy spots and yet gentle enough for smooth top ranges. It cleans, polishes, and conditions smooth top ranges. And special conditioners leave a protective coating which helps prevent scratches. That's Wink Cooktop Cleaner. Learn more at WHINK.com.
With so much of the land across Farming America not owned by the men and women who are out there doing all of the hard work, the farmland manager takes on importance as a go-between for the owner of the property and the producer. And in recent years, with so much big data coming out of those fields, I was wondering whether that data is shared with the property owner. Ray Brownfield is a property manager with LandPro LLC.
It truly is. In most cases, yes, I've run into a few cases where there was a reluctance to provide that, and then we have to understand how we all represent the best interests, again, of that owner. That information is important to us. Even if it's a cash rental lease, you would say, well, why do you need that? Well, because we're tracking the involvement of that farm into what it can really do in production, and that's important to us. And in the event someday, if that farm should ever sell, that's extremely good information to any potential buyer who wants to track the yield as well, the soil test, what's been done on the farm, as well as the pH, the limestone. Those are things that are extremely important, not only today, but for the future. So those things that we do like to know, good information, I think that's very helpful to all of us.
The owners have been quite a diverse bunch over the years, from a neighbor to somebody living in town who used to farm, who wants to still stay in touch, to investors who just want to have that in their portfolio, to the funds, the big funds. Are the funds still involved?
They're active to the viewpoint of being extremely particular about what they buy and what returns they can generate. Because keep in mind, that's not their money. It's money coming from various sources. It could be colleges. It could be pension funds. It could be unions, other things of which there's billions of dollars to be invested out there daily into different kinds of assets. But the fact is, they have to have a certain return or they just can't do it. And I would tell you that it varies from region to region. But here in the Midwest, 2.8 to 3% is about as low as they'll possibly go, and they'd rather have higher, but it's hard to get anything better than that. So we do work with some funds out there today, and it's enjoyable to work with them because they work with the local farmers through our professional farm management, and they're willing to put money back in the land to make it better, which I think is extremely good.
I imagine those professional investors monitor things pretty closely.
We do report to them, to the fund managers, actually monthly and certainly quarterly on what's going on the farms. But we understand also it's at least a 10-year investment. It's a longer term, but they understand clearly it's a long-term investment. It has to be or they shouldn't be in the market.
Ray Brownfield of LandPro LLC. Back after this.
Stockman, if you're seeking a dependable herd bull with good disposition, hybrid vigor, and great traits, call Lewin Berger. He has over 30 head of Angus and Sim-Angus yearling to two-year-olds for immediate pickup or delivery. Featuring calving ease, these are right for expanding or replacing your herd bull. Call Lewin Berger at Waterville today. His cell phone, 268-0647, or home phone, 363-2645.
Farming America is a presentation of the Tribune Radio Network. I'm Steve Alexander.
Thursday is sale day at Marysville Livestock Incorporated. Early consignment listings today. 9 black hares, 3 black hares running age, 7 black bred cows, fall calvers age, 40 black bred pairs running age, 4 black cow-calf pairs, 6 years old, a baby calf, 12 black steers and heifers weighing 3 to 4, 22 black steers and heifers 350 to 550, 88 red baldy and black steers and heifers 4 to 7, 6 black steers, 4 to 5. 8 black steers and heifers weighing 4 to 5. 8 mixed steers and heifers, 4 to 5. 24 black and red steers and heifers, 4 to 6. 30 black steers and heifers weigh 4 to 7. 12 weighing in at 450 to 6. 14 weighing 450 to 650. 9 black steers and heifers, 5 to 6. Another 35 weighing in at 5 to 6. 16 black heifers, 5 to 6. 125 black steers and heifers, 5 to 7. 35 weighing in at 5.5 to 7. 20 black heifers, 6 to 650. 6 black steers and heifers, 6 to 8. 60 black heifers 8 to 8.25, 6 black limousine heifers replacement quality 8 to 8.5, and 65 black steers weigh 8.25 to 8.50. Those are early consignment listings for the sale today at Marysville Livestock Incorporated. 7:30 from KNDY, 59 degrees, winds are calm. Another wild afternoon, early evening weather performance with thunderstorms, tornado warnings last evening. Straight line winds caused the greatest damage, gusting over 60 miles an hour, especially southern part of Marshall County. Waterville through Blue Rapids over toward Frankfort. Tree lines, power lines down, some outbuildings damaged. We had about 1.75 inches of rain here at the studios, so really just a nice early May shower. Brings our two-day total to just over 2 inches. Could be one more round tonight. Chance of severe thunderstorms late today, tonight. Kind of keep an eye on that, and a pretty good-looking weekend ahead. Highs today approach 80 again.
Kansas Mid-America Network Sports. Mookie Betts belted 3 solo homers, and J.D. Martinez also went deep, powering the Boston Red Sox to a 5-4 victory over the Kansas City Royals yesterday. It was the 4-3 homer game for the 25-year-old Betts, who snapped a tie with Hall of Famer Ted Williams for most 3-homer games in franchise history. Yesterday was AL East leading Boston's third win in 4 games after losing on Tuesday night to the Royals in 13 innings. By a margin of 7-6. The Royals will be back at Kauffman Stadium this afternoon as they start a series with the Detroit Tigers' first pitch set for 1:15. Cleveland Browns general manager John Dorsey continued to reshape his team by trading tight end Randall Telfer to the Kansas City Chiefs for defensive end Dady Nicklaus. Dorsey drafted Nicklaus when he was Kansas City's GM in 2016. Mid-America Network Sports.
With this job, having two hands won't cut it, which is why I thank the stars I have a third. Granger. When my two hands are full, I fully rely on Granger. They're America's number one source for industrial-grade supplies. So, whether I'm fixing a furnace or fastening a faucet, Granger hands me what I need when I need it, which makes me a pretty lucky guy. Because when it comes to needing an extra hand, Granger's got your back. Call or click Granger.com to see for yourself. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
It's time for some straight talk. Using your phone, yeah, the one right in your hand, could cost up to 30% less every month. Got your attention, don't I? With Straight Talk's Bring Your Own Phone SIM kit, you can keep that phone, your same 4G LTE network and number, but pay less. The ultimate unlimited plan is just $55 a month. Straight Talk Wireless, only at Walmart.
Savings may vary. Video typically streams at DVD quality. A month equals 30 days. At 60 gigabytes, we may review accounts for violations of terms and conditions found at straighttalk.com.
Ag News, market information, Mid-America Ag Network. Secretary of Agriculture Sonny Perdue announced the selection of senior leaders in several U.S. Department of Agriculture agencies. Perdue appointed Ken Isley as Foreign Agricultural Service Administrator, Joel Baxley as Rural Housing Service Administrator, Martin Barbara as Risk Management Agency Administrator. In addition, Perdue announced the appointment of Tommy Williams as Minister Counselor for Agriculture at the U.S. Mission to the United Nations Agencies for Food and Agriculture in Rome. Ken Isley most recently served as Special Advisor for Corteva Agriscience. Joel Baxley comes to the USDA with 23 years of real estate finance experience. Martin Barbara is an Iowa farmer and past president of the National Corn Growers Association. Tommy Williams started his career as a farmer and later founded several successful businesses. Ag News, market information from Mid-America Ag Network.
Some of life's most profound truths can be found in simple homespun country humor. We will share a few examples on the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. It has been said that we only maximize a small percentage of our mind. Imagine if we could unleash the full power of our brain and mind and do things which otherwise would have been impossible. It's called the 15-minute manifestation. Perhaps you're going through a rough time, or you've had a bad attitude, or feel defeated, and that can only lead to more negative thinking. With a 15-minute manifestation guide, you can change the beliefs that have been holding you back in your relationship, your career, and in your health. Create your own destiny where success can be anything you envision. And to start, you can get a free book, Manifestation Wizardry, today. No tricks. The book is absolutely free. Go to shineyourmind.com. That's shineyourmind.com. The real magic of success and getting more out of life is in this free book, Manifestation Wizardry. And it's yours right now at shineyourmind.com. That's shineyourmind.com. With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Thursday, May 3rd. It is the 123rd day of the year. Soul singer James Brown was born on this day in 1928. Down-to-earth country wisdom may seem simple or unsophisticated, but it can hold valuable truths learned from experience. Here's a few of our favorite homespun proverbs.
Who could argue that skunks and bankers should be kept at a safe distance? Even if you've never been on a tractor, it's obvious that life is simpler when you plow around the stumps. There's a sensible wisdom on relationships like it doesn't take a strong person to carry a grudge. And even some valuable advice about some introspection. The biggest troublemaker you'll ever deal with is looking at you in the mirror every morning. There is your Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more and get the advice of the day at almanac.com.
KNDY.